since we're talking about young people, I've got a bone to pick with all of those guys who have companies who sell gear. They build amplifiers that sound way better than normal amplifiers, but they charge way too much.
Mm-hmm.
And then they build pedals that sound way better than normal pedals, and they charge too much. And then they build guitars that work way better than normal guitars, and they charge too much. Exactly whom are you trying to get into the music here? Blues lawyers?
Yeah.
Guys that have enough, you know, disposable income to buy the $5,000 amp or the $600 pedal? That's not how you make music continue. You make it continue with the young people, the people who are going to actually continue it, and they don't have $4,000 or $650 for a fuzz tone or $2,200 for a Stratocaster. None of those things should be that expensive. And I know I build amps. I build pedals.
Yeah.
And believe me, when you're buying that $650 pedal, there's not more than $25 in it. Any more than there is in the $50 pedal.
Yeah.
Okay. So I tell the guys that I know that are in that business, stop doing to the young people what record companies did to the young musicians.
Yeah.
And if you really want your product to grow, it's more in your interest of having the entire music business grow. Make it available to young people because they're the only ones that are going to carry the torch, and they're not just going to do it on the weekends.
That's right.
They're going to live it. That's how you continue our business. Make it available to people who will take care of it.
And the other side of that, the equipment that they do make available at a cheap price, unfortunately, is garbage.
Well, even the companies that are making the good versions make cheap versions on purpose to sell for cheap.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Now, I have friends in that business that argue with me all the time. They talk to me about, oh, well, there's R&D and we spent a lot of money and we spent a lot of time and why should we give it away? Well, you should not give it away, but make it very affordable because you're going to sell more of them. It's simple math.
That's right.
And in selling more of them, you're going to actually build the actual industry that wants to use it.
Yeah.
You're going to create the market. Not wait to see who you can charge. You're going to create it. If you build a pedal and it costs your company $50 and it's going out, other versions of it are going out for $75 or $80 from other companies, ask $75 or $80. Don't say $450 because it's so wonderful, and it is wonderful. But make it just as wonderful and sell it at the same price as any other one.
And you'll sell more.
And you'll be the only guy selling it. How do you think Kleenex became Kleenex? How do you think Scotch tape became Scotch tape?
Yeah.
It's a brand name, but it's actually celluloid tape with a name that it's associated with it. Yeah. Kleenex is just tissue with a name associated with it. IBM is just a company with a computer associated with it. So if you build the better mousetrap and you don't charge people arm and a leg, everyone's going to use it and you're going to be the only guy they think of when they want to buy one.
Yeah.
It's stupid. It's false to think you're going to charge a ridiculous amount. These kids don't have this money. If they had this money, I'd say, but they don't.
They don't.
They work $10 an hour jobs. They're lucky if they can save up enough for their bus fare.
They can't even afford to go to the concert.
Exactly.
Anymore.
And it's just not right.
Yeah.
It's just not right. People have asked me dozens of times, well, you've got a great preamp build that you designed. You've got great pedals that you've designed. Why don't you put them out as a company? You know why I don't? Because I'd have to deal with all the companies to manufacture it for me and they'd want to steal.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in stealing. I'm not interested in getting involved with the people who make the cases and the people who make the boards and the people who make this where they're going to end up charging as if it's a Cadillac. Forget it. I'm not interested in that.
No.
So I don't.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I meet a kid. He wants a fuzz. I build him one. There it is.
Yeah.
And it's no more money than what it cost me. I think that's what we need. Otherwise, yes, our rock and roll is dead.
Yeah.
If we don't, you know, if people don't play it anymore.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's my bone to pick with the gear manufacturers that cater to the blues lawyers.
Yes.